One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, the Priestly Ministry of a Believer.
Hallelujah.
And as you talk like that, you will feel your faith rising. You'll feel your faith rising. Does it look like business is changing? And it looks like money is not coming in like before? Whoa! Oh, relax, brother. You don't have a problem. Relax. In the name of Jesus. Prosperity is mine. Oh, glory to God. Hold on. And then listen to this. And when you say that, you say, I open my mind for ideas. In the name of Jesus, I open all the doors. In the name of Jesus, prosperity is coming in. Money is coming in. I receive, I receive, I receive, I receive. In the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. I walk in prosperity. I walk, oh glory, I walk in victory. In the name of Jesus, I'm a success. Money's coming to me now. I receive now. Oh. Whew. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Are you there, somebody? He says, and thou shalt decree a thing also, and it shall be established unto thee. Say this with me, I'm a king. One more time, I'm a king. One more time, I'm a king. I decree peace. I decree victory. There's only one way in my life. Only one way. It's the way of prosperity. It's the way of victory. It's the way of success. I do not fail. I do not fail. Because victory is already mine. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. I know who I am. Ha, 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 ha. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Woo! Ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. Hey! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The lines are falling onto me in pleasant places. I have a goodly heritage. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ibo shata la mandele bo shata kabaya. Then they will so close cases.
Shalamani. Ligaba Helebo Shandalabase, Balaka Talamata, Ragadabaye, Balekese Telebo Shakatalamanda, Libaba Bare de Lebo Shitalamanda, Randelebo Sabraj de la Kahaya. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Woo. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Sit down. Congratulate three people. Congratulations. Hallelujah. Sit down. Hallelujah. Sit down. Praise the Lord. Sit down. You know what? We're just introducing the subject. Are you hearing me? I said, we are just introducing the subject. So I'll just show you a little bit of where we're going. Then we'll pray, and then I'll let you go tonight. All right, go back to that book of Revelation. Hallelujah. You know, Jesus said, when the heathen pray, he said, the thing that they shall be heard for their much speaking. What is it? Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. You can say that 1,000 times. That's not going to change the mind of God. It's not how many times you say it. Put your faith to work. Oh God, I'm praying for my son so that his head will be correct. Oh, change it, Lord. You know? Say, change his mind, Lord. Change it, Lord. Change it, Lord. Change it, Lord. Change it, Lord. The only thing that's changing is your position. Change it, Lord. Change it, Lord. That's not going to change anything. See, there are people who are praying. They don't know why. They just keep praying and praying and praying. Do you know how to pray? If you haven't read the book on prayer, go and get it. Praying the right way. The people say, they say, a lot of times people pray and they say, Lord Jesus, I thank you in Jesus' name. Wrong prayer. Hallelujah. You can say, oh Lord Jesus, I thank you in Jesus' name. Oh Lord Jesus, in Jesus' name. Jesus said for us to pray to the Father in the name of Jesus. We don't pray to Jesus. We pray in the name of Jesus. We can tell Jesus how much we love him. We fellowship with him, but we do not pray to Jesus. We pray to the Father in the name of Jesus. That's the way to pray. We can speak to Jesus. We can tell him how we feel. We can tell him what's in our hearts. But when you want to make a request, you make the request of the Father in the name of Jesus. When you know who you are, you'll understand why it is so. Somebody said, but we can pray to Jesus. Oh, no. No, 1,000 times, listen, that will stop you from knowing who you are. This thing is not an issue of technicalities. No! We are not trying to split hairs. Let me tell you what the real case is. When you understand why you should pray to the Father in the name of Jesus, when you understand why, it will show you who you really are. It means that you are in the place of Jesus. Listen, it means you are the voice of Jesus. It means you're standing in his stead. You can't pray to him anymore because you are in his place. Oh. How could you pray to him? You are in his place. You are in the very place of the one to whom you would have been praying. He has delegated his authority to you. The authority that he had to request anything of the Father, he gave it to you. That's why in the 16th chapter in John's Gospel, when you read from the 23rd verse, he said, when you pray, I do not tell you that I will ask the Father for you. Because the Father himself loves you. Just read it from the 23rd verse to the 26th verse. You'll enjoy the words of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you were blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he is alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I'm now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com.
Wow! This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Ijebu-Ode, 156 Folagbade Road, Arigbagbu Roundabout, beside New Glow Office, Ijebu-Ode. Worship with us on Sundays at 9 a.m. and Wednesdays at 6 p.m. If you would like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call 0812-851-9834. Or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveworld360.com.
Tune into this station same time tomorrow for the continuation of the message.